From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A sack of homemade bombs discovered at an abandoned Boko Haram camp exploded, killing 63 people in northeastern Nigeria, according to civil defense fighters Wednesday. Harun Bakar is a witness to the blast and said that the local militia was patrolling the area when they discovered the camp and found the bag of metal objects, which they carried to the nearby town of Munguno. As residents gathered around to examine the bag, it exploded. Scores of people have been killed this month in suicide and other bombings carried out by Nigeria's homegrown extremists using these kinds of improvised explosive devices. Human Rights Watch said Wednesday that authorities from the internationally recognized government in Libya are responsible for forcing confessions, not providing medical care, and denying due process to detainees. The group issued a statement detailing the accusations based on what it said were visits to three detention centers in eastern Libya controlled by the Army and Interior Ministry in January and April. The sites in Benghazi and Al-Baida collectively held 450 detainees, according to Human Rights Watch, with about half reporting being tortured while in custody and all of them saying they were not allowed to talk to lawyers, go before a judge, or be formally charged. U.S. President Barack Obama's strategy for combating Islamic State militants is to be a major focus Wednesday as his defense secretary and head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff go before a panel of lawmakers in Washington to discuss the situation in the Middle East. The defense chief, Ashton Carter, and the Joint Chiefs of Chairman General Martin Dempsey are scheduled to testify at a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee. VOA News. The Greek central bank has warned that failure to reach a bailout deal with its international creditors will result in recession, a decline in income levels, and possibly even a withdrawal from the eurozone. The central bank issued its statement Wednesday. It comes a day before eurozone finance ministers meet to discuss how to get more emergency funds to Greece by June 30th. That's when Athens is obligated to make a $1.8 billion repayment to the International Monetary Fund. In a statement Wednesday, the banks that had default on that payment could set off a chain of events that might even lead to Greece dropping out of the common European currency used by 18 of its neighbors. China and Australia have signed a landmark free trade agreement that follows about a decade of negotiations. The Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott and the Chinese Trade Minister Guo Cheng attended the signing ceremony Wednesday in Canberra. This is Trade Minister Gao.
The China-Australia FTA has attained its goal of being a comprehensive, high-quality, and balanced agreement. It has the highest degree of liberalization amongst all the FTAs that China has so far signed with another economy. This signing is going to provide us with a more open, convenient, and regulated institutional arrangement for our trade and investment exchanges going forward.
Under the pact, tariffs eventually will be lifted on 95% of Australian exports, according to the official Xinhua news agency. Swiss prosecutors are investigating 53 possible money laundering incidents involving the bidding process for the 2018 and the 2022 FIFA World Cup tournaments. Swiss Attorney General Michael Lauber said Wednesday that the transactions were reported by banks through Switzerland's anti-money laundering alert system. Lauber told reporters that he does not rule out interviewing FIFA President Sepp Blatter, who has agreed to step down in the wake of the scandal engulfing football's governing body.
There will be formal interviews of all relevant people. By definition, this does not exclude interviewing the president of FIFA, and this does not exclude interviewing the Secretary General of FIFA.
FIFA has suspended the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup because of this ongoing controversy. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that the outbreak of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome in South Korea shows the urgent need for greater international readiness to fight infectious diseases. However, the organization does not consider the MERS outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. That's thanks to quick South Korean action to contain the disease. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.